This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. NATO leaders have opened their two-day summit in Prague by offering membership to seven countries once under communist rule, extending the alliance's security umbrella eastward. NATO will be made up of 26 nations. The leaders also are expected to approve reforms which President Bush has called the most significant since NATO was created out of the ashes of World War II. NPR's Don Gagne is in Prague. President Bush met with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair and French President Jacques Chirac as the summit was getting underway today. What was discussed there?
They're talking about the ongoing challenges posed by the fight against terrorism worldwide. They, of course, are talking about NATO and about Iraq. Blair and Britain are, of course, the White House's closest allies in the effort regarding Iraq. Blair said that they will do what's necessary to enforce the will of the United Nations. Blair and Mr. Bush did hold just a very brief session with reporters. They did refuse to answer questions about reports that they are each privately behind the scenes here working to get troop commitments from various countries regarding a possible invasion of Iraq.
Why not a little meeting with the German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder?
Yeah, the president has these one-on-one meetings with Blair, with the Czech President Havel, with Chirac, with the president of Turkey and others, but no time for a one-on-one meeting with Germany, even though the U.S. maintains that the friendship between the two countries is strong. The problem is that Schroeder has been adamantly against war with Iraq. And not just that, it was the centerpiece of his re-election campaign this year. And since then, relations between Schroeder and President Bush have been more than a bit frosty. They did see each other last night at the dinner that kicked everything off here. They shook hands. It was very brief. There were no cameras there, but the White House insists it was a cordial moment, but that's been it so far.
What will these seven new members offer the alliance?
Well, let me list them quickly first. There's Slovenia, Slovakia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, and Bulgaria. Obviously, none of these is a big power, but they do bring troops, 35,000 in Slovakia, 170,000 in Romania, and each of these countries has niche specialties that could be useful in specific situations. Some are important just because of their geographic location, but they also tend to be very supportive of America. They're more pro-American than the rest of Europe as a whole, and the administration sees them as places it can go individually for help on missions like the one in Afghanistan or in Iraq.
Now, what about these changes in NATO's mission? How significant are they?
Well, the point of view expressed by member nations here today is that NATO becomes more representative of Europe as it grows, and this helps with the total integration of Europe by bringing in these former Warsaw Pact nations. Certainly, it becomes a larger organization going from 19 to 26 members, but some analysts also say it becomes less powerful at the exact same time, given the huge gap between the U.S. and its defense capabilities and those of the rest of the alliance. The president yesterday said he wants NATO to become more nimble, but some say that the administration does not seem to want to enhance the institution of NATO. The U.S. prefers to be able to call the shots. And some have even said that the U.S. Would like to use NATO as kind of a ready-to-go toolbox. That's the way it's been described, where it can go to a given country that has some skills that would be useful in any given confrontation. Our situation.
The president also spoke about Saddam Hussein.
He did. He said this is his last chance to comply. The UN weapons inspectors are going in, and he said if he lies to them, he will have entered his final stage as leader. Again, he urged Europeans to stand up to Iraq, so it's one more very strong warning delivered here with NATO as the backdrop.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Prague.